Hi there, it is week 38 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Did you know that in 1819 it first emerged that they started, women especially, to use flowers as a symbol of what they were trying to say? It was definitely something in England and America in those Victorian times where it was maybe improper to be forthcoming and so forward about the things that you wanted to say or to convey to other people. So instead, they would wear a symbol, whether that was, on their pocket or in their hair, or sometimes they would even carry small little bouquets around with them when they went walking down the boardwalk. People would send bouquets of flowers as a token of love, but they would also send them with meaning, because all flowers had different meanings. So if someone showed up with, let's say, ivy, you would know that if there was ivy in a bouquet, they were talking about fidelity and attachment. And maybe someone had a bouquet of hydrangeas. That was them being boastful and really wanting to show their pride of what they had achieved. You had honeysuckle, that would have a lot to do with affection and devotion. And then, of course, hemlock, which was also known as chrysanthemums. When you paired it, hemlock with chrysanthemums, it was condolences for the loss of a loved one. And it would be nettle that they would put in the bouquet for a loved one who's been taken away too soon. Everything I'm talking about is something called florography. Florography is something that teaches the language of flowers. I just think it's so interesting that we've come so far from a place where we were wearing flowers to convey our sorrow or our love, or to tell people if we were single and if we were looking, or if we were grieving, or if we were someone that was married. That we would use flowers as a way of speaking a language to other people. And now we speak a language in 2.2 seconds halfway across the country. I know that I often say, I think we need to go back in order to go forward. I think in part of using flowers to convey our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions, we were also so much more connected to nature. Because we noticed the color of flowers, the smell of flowers, where they grew and what they were. And if you notice, things in nature don't really change that much. I mean, sure, we obviously don't have dinosaurs anymore, but a honeysuckle is a honeysuckle. And it looks pretty much like the same honeysuckle that was around in 1819. Roses are roses, and a crocus is a crocus, and chrysanthemums are chrysanthemums. I mean, obviously, we've advanced through technology, including with our flowers and if we're growing them. But wildflowers are wildflowers. I think that nature is showing us something, a slow evolving over time. Sure, wildflowers have changed and animals change, and it's this very slow evolving, not this sudden, abrupt, oh my gosh, we can make robots, so let's make servants, so let's make this, so let's make that, and it just takes off. Anyway, flowers for symbols, look it up, florography, and don't be afraid to go back in order to go forward. Maybe spending some time today noticing the flowers, whether they're in your garden, whether they're growing wild, maybe just being present is a whole part of our purpose. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.